This is an off-the-wall podcast, your chance to hear segments from the show again, or for the very first time. Catch Off the Wall with Joey Kieran, live Mondays and Fridays from noon to 1 on 1490 The Score.
Coach Heiberger, thanks for your time here on the program today. The season getting started tonight at home against the Gresham Gophers. For you, it's the second year leading the program. I know second year might be a little bit easier. Has life been easier for you as you get ready for your second year there at Roseburg?
I don't know. It's been easier, but at the same time, you always add stuff to your plate as a coach. And so there's always something to fix. Kind of one of those deals where it keeps you plenty busy, so there's always something you can be doing. So I don't know if necessarily easier is the word, but I know what key opens the locker room up this year, so that's a good start.
It's always nice to have some familiarity, besides maybe knowing which key goes where. What have been some of the biggest differences for you from how you experienced the season last year to this year?
You know, just knowing the kids. Obviously, I think that's one of our main priorities is understanding our kids and what makes them tick and, you know, what they can and can't do. And I think, you know, that's understanding how they function on and off the field and being able to, you know, create those connections with them to get them to play faster, harder, and do all that stuff.
The Roseburg Indians getting ready to take on the Gresham Gophers tonight. That'll be the season opener for the Indians, and we'll have the game coverage for you right here on 1490 The Score as we speak with head coach Dave Heiberger here. It was an off season. I'm sure you had a lot going on, but kind of rebuilt the coaching staff, had a lot of new guys on the staff this year. With the guys that you have, what can you tell us about the guys that you were able to bring in to help lead this team this year? I see some former Roseburg Indians on the staff this year, guys that have coached in other spots around the region and on other teams at other schools. A nice group of guys with a good amount of experience on this coaching staff. What can you tell us about these guys that you were able to bring in?
A lot of energy, you know. Very fortunate. You know, Roseburg School District values their coaches being in the building, and, you know, Heath Harrington being in the building, Jeff Freeman now in the building, Matt Watson at Fremont. It's a philosophy they have in the district, and it's one that, you know, hopefully helped attract us some good teachers first and some good coaches second. And so as a group across the board, you know, we have different pieces, guys from different parts of the county, you know, that are familiar with football and some of the perceptions of Roseburg football and, you know, different ideas on things that we can do to improve it. And so it's definitely a collaborative approach. You know, a couple of them, Sean Garrett, he was a head coach. Obviously, Jeff Freeman was a head coach. And so I'm excited that there's guys on staff that's something they aspire to be as a head coach. So a lot of guys to bounce stuff off of and figure out how we can put all the pieces together on a Friday night.
With the new coaches, who's assuming certain roles on this team? Who's going to be running the offense and the defense for you?
You know, we maybe do things a little bit different here in that we have position coaches. So so Heath Hallington's coaching O-line. He's working with the O-line. We want them getting varsity coaching from when they step on the field as a freshman. So we don't necessarily have like a JV head coach or a freshman head coach because we're all responsible for the 9 through 12 player in our position group. And so I think that's something that we get to know our kids even better because we start coaching them as ninth graders, you know, and having three teams, our freshmen get to have a full schedule. They get to play against other freshmen their age. And it's, I think it's one of the ways that we can go about rebuilding the program back up. Kyle Beaver, what we call him, defense, excited, really excited. He's a good dude. On offense, I'll be involved a little bit more in the offense than I have in the past, but like I said, we got some guys, as you mentioned, that have some experience that I'm going to lean on heavily to help me out with that.
Talking with Coach Dave Heiberger for the Roseburg Indians here as we continue our B&D Meets Prep Football Preview Month. As you guys do, I know I don't want to focus too much on the coaching staff here, but with that, maybe some idea changes with the way that the offense and defense are run. Are there any scheme changes that fans might see this year with the Indians out there on the field?
No, scheme stuff to me is not important. Getting the kids to have good fundamentals and play football at a high energy level. Those are the things that are important to me. The scheme, everyone has a different scheme. Obviously, a year of getting to know our kids a little bit better and what they do and don't do well obviously we try to always match our scheme to our players. And so that's something that will probably be a fluid deal as we put the pieces together this year.
That completely makes sense. I'm sure it's something that can obviously, like you said, seems like it might change just a bit from year to year as we talk with Coach Heimberg here. Well, last year, speaking of changing from year to year, last year a decent-sized senior group, although the first year for you to try and get to know those guys, but graduated around 15 seniors last year. And this year, looking through the roster that graciously provided by Carmen Finlay over there at Roseburg High School, counted 8 seniors listed on the roster for this year, fairly small group. And for you, getting a small group like this of seniors, and you've got a lot of guys that are fairly young on this team, a couple of sophomores in the starting lineup for this first week, and probably quite a few that might get a chance to see some time out there on the field. How inexperienced does this group feel for you this year, and is there going to be a lot of growing up here early on in the season for you guys? Or
no, we try to limit our excuses around here. Our younger kids, they're younger, but they're athletic. I expect them to play fast, and I expect them to play well. You start listing off some of those names, and they're multi-sport kids. They know how to compete. They know what they're doing, and we need to make sure we put them in a position to be successful within wherever they're at in their football career, I guess, at Roseburg High School. So we do have some guys that have some inexperience, but they're also pretty dang good athletes. And you know, we're not a team like Gresham tonight that has 29 seniors, obviously. That's something we'd like to try to have, you know, kids coming back out for football year in and year out. But I like our group. I have a whole bunch of confidence in their ability, and you know, if I didn't, I probably shouldn't be coaching them. So I'm pretty excited about what they're going to be able to do. Are there going to be a learning curve for some of them? Yeah, but we're excited about the group.
Well, and I think you make an interesting point there, and not something I had actually thought about yet, but while there may be some young guys that might be seeing some of their first experience on the varsity level in football, you do have guys, some of the sophomores, young guys, Doran Gillespie, Spencer Six, they were guys on the baseball team that saw varsity experience last year. Colin Warmoth obviously saw some time in the varsity level of football, but he was a varsity baseball and basketball guy. He's got wrestling guys that were kind of varsity experience there. You got a lot of guys that might be young on the football field, but like you said, they're multi-sport athletes that have seen plenty of varsity experience on other sports. How big can that be for an athlete just to know kind of what varsity athletics at a 6A school like Roseburg are like, even if it's not necessarily in the sport they're playing currently?
That's a huge deal. You know, and a lot of those younger guys, you look at their GPA and what they do in the classroom and their competitors. You know, their grades show it. And so pretty excited that, you know, some of the things that we think football teaches young men, they're getting it in the classroom, they're getting on the field, so I have no problem throwing some younger kids out there that have a 4.0 GPA. Those are kids you know are going to battle. They have a lot of support here at Roseburg High School with all the male coaching staff that's around, you know, the Troy Thompson, the Mike Pardon, all those guys. So those guys are getting a pretty clear and consistent message of what it's like to be a great student-athlete first, and so we're excited about the opportunity for those guys to go out and show, hey, we might be a little bit younger, but we're gonna still try and smack you in the mouth.
Talking with head coach Dave Heiberger here for the Roseburg Indians. You've made it through a couple of weeks of fall camp now, getting ready for the season opener tonight. Either young guys, experienced guys, returning guys, first-year starter guys. Who are some of the guys that have stepped up and really made a name for themselves here during fall camp?
You know, obviously, you got the Warriors there, the senior group, been through thick and thin, and they're still out here competing. Obviously, you got Terrell Jacks. You know, he's going to have to go both ways for us, which, you know, that's not a burden. That's a good thing. We want that kid on the field. Obviously, Tyler Sconce has embraced it. You know, he's going to have to go on the D-line this year a little bit for us, and he's embraced that role. Obviously, you got Garrett Russell. Garrett Russell likes to fly around, have a good time, really, really fun kid to coach. Drives you crazy at times, but he's also, you know, fun kid to watch out on the football field. You know, right now I'm out walking the football field and kind of pacing back and forth, and so some of those names are kind of slipping my mind. But Brody Black came back out for his senior year. You know, he's going to help us on the O and D line, and so we're pretty excited about that. Brandon Jeffers, you know, you start listing some of these seniors that, you know, they're tough kids because they're out for wrestling, and they're competitors. We want to try and take some of that, those characteristics that they're learning from being successful in wrestling and transfer it over to football. And obviously, with our wrestling program being as successful as it is, that's a great thing for us to draw upon.
Absolutely. Talking with Coach Heiberger here, and I'm sure there's a lot of guys. I know that question always, there's somebody that gets lost in the shuffle of your brain. We'll get a chance to get an opportunity to see them all coming up tonight as the Roseburg Indians get ready to take on the Gresham Gophers, starting out the season at home. It's coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. Good chance to remind folks that tonight's game will also be streaming with video online at 541radio.com, where folks can watch games all season long. For you guys, one thing that does pop into the mind of folks here lately is the air quality that's been going on. I know I saw an article from the newspaper that showed you guys were practicing down at the Douglas County Fairgrounds inside just try and get some sort of practice going on with the air quality. How tough has it been this last week with having to monitor that so closely and know exactly where you might be able to practice or just have that question up in the air probably hours before you guys hope to try and get out on the field and do some stuff? How tough has it been with the smoke?
You know, we try to limit our excuses, limit our distractions, and so it's not something that we allow to be a distraction. We're going to get better one way or the other, whether we have to, you know, practice in a phone booth or if we're at, you know, massive high school turf field. It doesn't matter. If we're going to figure out a way to get better each day. You know, it's one of the names that slipped me momentarily. I don't feel too bad because he's a stud and he knows it. Brendan Ibarra, I mean, he's running a lot of, he's touching the ball a lot. And so there's times this week a little bit where, you know, we had to make sure we were evaluating where he was at as far as breathing in some of the smoke. But luckily, you know, we're able to modify it enough that we can still get better and get that kid, obviously a dynamic kid offensively and defensively for us. So it was something that we just rolled with the punches. We're not gonna allow it to be a distraction.
Well, it's good to hear the team is focused on the task at hand. Gresham coming in tonight, and Coach, we'll wrap it up with this. Can you give us a little bit of a preview of the opponent tonight, the Gresham Gophers coming in last year? First game of your career there with the Roseburg Indians. Didn't quite go the way that you guys were hoping for this year as you get ready for it. What are you looking to see on the other side from the Gresham Gophers? And do you feel like the team's a little bit more prepared this year than you guys went into it last year, seeing that it is your second season and the second time seeing the Gophers?
Yeah, you know, they're going to get into some heavy sets, tight end, two backs, and they're going to try and run the ball at us. Obviously, 29 seniors, they have some beef that they can do that with, and we're going to throw it at them and see what happens. Obviously, we're a little bit more balanced, probably offensively per se, schematically. They obviously, like any team that just runs the ball a majority of the time, they're going to try and get their passing game going early on to try and loosen the box up a little bit. But, you know, we're, like I said, get out there and we're going to find out where some of our kids are at tonight. And it's going to be nice to get some of these kids on film and, you know, not in an orange and black scrimmage, but get some true film on our kids so we can, you know, identify what we need to do moving forward. And so pretty excited to get Gresham down here. Obviously, they're a team that has, you know, somewhat of a storied past as well, and they're in the same spot a little bit as us, where we're just trying to get our feet back on the ground and get moving forward.
Well, we are excited about the start of the high school football season for the Roseburg Indians as they get ready to kick off tonight, 7 o'clock. Pre-game coverage will start at 6:45 right here on 1490 The Score and streaming with video online at 541radio.com. Coach, appreciate the time here today. Good luck coming up tonight as you take on the Gophers, and look forward to a lot of fun coming up this season.
Yeah, it should be a fun game for people to get out and watch. These kids worked hard all summer. Roseburg kids, let's get out and support our Roseburg kids. I know our community will do that. So we're excited to get after them tonight. Thanks for taking the time, Joey.
Absolutely. Coach Heiberger there from the Roseburg Indians here on our B&D Meets Prep Football Preview Month.
Thanks for listening to an Off the Wall podcast. More segments and interviews can be found at 541radio.com.